Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's more than a talent show, it's a learning experience. It's Black on Black Crime Hip Hop Workshop, where you can be mean, but keep it clean. It's the only hip hop show that has radio DJs, politicians, newspaper reporters, out of town guests, independent celebrities, and sound advice. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1 featuring Sound Solid Entertainment DJ Dollar Rock, United Enough member Squawk Gotti, and Monolithic representative, the Sheriff. Yeah, this is AUG, Always Underground Game. Got the new CD coming out, Underground Levels of Game. Make sure you check for it very soon. Check out www.myspace.com. Always Underground Game. Yeah, yeah.
This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. Yeah. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. Yeah.
And you can tell that song was like done years ago, right after the Hip Hop Workshop had been in existence for around 2 years. Now we're going on 11 years. And like I said, you can tell that song has been around for a little while only because it talked about finding my man AUG on MySpace. Although I can tell you all one thing, I still have my MySpace page, so I just wanted to throw that out there. For those who may be out there wondering what you're listening to Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's chapter 4, verse 41. And I want to just say thank you and welcome aboard once again. And that man, M period, A period, N period, stands for an abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. And the number for those who are looking and listening online, you can dial up 646-478-0944. Now, I'm looking at a few people who have called in already. I plan on getting to everybody, like the 216-673, 216-205, 216-224. Wow, I'm looking at all these ones that have called in. Somebody called me using all of those ones, and I get nervous when I see a number like that because I always think it's like one of those bill collectors trying to catch up with me. But I guess that'll be my first phone call. Doesn't take me that long to hang up on you and say I don't have it. But I want to give you three quick disclaimers. Should be four with the I don't have it. The three quick disclaimers are: disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so I have pens, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone, for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time and see what's on your mind. And remember, like I said, that other fourth disclaimer to any bill collectors, I don't have it. Now, before I take the first phone caller from all of these ones that's dialing me up, let me quick give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, at least around our region and area. Number 10, Black House Sounds. Number 9, Moving Up, King Swisher with Revolution Will Be Heard and Televised Part 2. Woo! Number 8, Danny Gold. Number 7, Moving Up, Black Man's Army theme, 11,850 people plus have heard it on the bus. Plus, you can YouTube that Sheriff Kilroy music, Sheriff Kilroy video, and that's definitely out there as well. Hood Famous TV. Number 6, HJS Music. Number 5, Native with Creepin'. Number 4, DaZog with Connect. Number 3, OPNENT, Young Vito was in a major rap battle the past Saturday. Number 2, Moving Up, Rob Cartel with No More. And number 1, the debut of that Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. More on that later on. And so, oh wow, I'm looking at more numbers pop up like a 216-253. So let's give everybody a couple of minutes, starting with all of these ones. Who's on the line?
Greetings, this is Nadja. How you doing, Al?
I'm doing excellent. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that just put the word out that I'm going to be in the Black House Sound Show November 20th, Cleveland State University, 7 9 p.m., located in the main classroom. We want everyone to come out. Save the date.
Wow. I appreciate that, and I'm looking forward to it because you have always been one of the strongest singers out there. I remember you, East Cleveland Love Fest, definitely doing things with the hip-hop workshop. So for everybody who's listening around the world, I want you to tell people about longevity. How is it you've been able to continue and stay as strong and, I'll say, focused as you have been?
Well, music is my love. I grew up listening to music, been trained, studied for very long periods of time, and now, you know, have my own studio. I worked with the beginning start of Blackout Sound. I mean, we have three different albums that we have coming out, three different CDs.
Wow.
We have to put all the music out, and it's pretty hot. When we get together, it's always hot. What can I say? So we're going to give you guys some of our music, although we have a whole collection. The CD is going to drop soon, probably. We'll have something for you all if you come out. We'll have it for distribution when we perform something. So we're going to put something out because I think people need to get a hold of our music, have it in their hand so that they can feel the fire, you know what I'm saying? But as far as my longevity, I do have my own studio, and I was in the I helped Black House Sound from the beginning.
Okay.
So I was there in the beginning, the start of it all, and I worked with various different artists throughout the years, and so therefore I think if it hadn't been for me working with a lot of different, like even major artists, I don't think I would be the person that I am to this day. That's how my style just kind of changed and transformed by being around with, well-known artists. So that's why I just keep going.
Thank you so much for this phone call. If you're on the phone line, I trust you. I believe you're going to like something that we're about to play with you in mind. So I just want to say I thank you for being there and just telling us again that is on November the 20th, 7 to 9 p.m., and that must be 1899 Main Classroom Building, Large Room 136.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
All right, talk to you soon.
Thank you. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, as she holds the line and I see other people getting on board, that's what our show is gathered. And it's structured for information of all kinds. So, like I told you, once you hear that, any information, definitely feel free to take it down. Before I go to that 216-673, I want to let people know one of the things that's coming up. And that is, we'll start with the October 22nd Coalition 2015. 20 years later is October 22nd, 2015. The 20th National Day of Protest to Stop Brutality of Police, Repression, and a Criminalization of a Generation. The local protest will be in Cleveland at 3:30 p.m. at the Justice Center, 1200 Ontario Street, at the Lakeside entrance, you know where the steps are. No More Stolen Lives, Say Their Names, a public reading and remembrance, a demand for justice to Rise Up October to stop police. And as a matter of fact, join families this Thursday whose loved ones have been murdered by the police in a gathering of voices of conscience to say their names and demand murder by police must stop now. If anybody has any further questions, you can dial up 216-246-8377. Or you can check out Rise Up OCT, numbers 24 Cleveland at yahoo.com. And I want to also put out that the Stop Police Terror, which side are we on? The National March in New York City will be Saturday, October 24th. That's Saturday, October 24th. And let's put it like this. From Michael Brown, Freddie Gray, Eric Garner, Tamir Rice, Andy Lopez, one after another, and so many others, precious black and brown lives, victims of police murder, the powers that be have continued to unleash their cops to kill and brutalize people and back them up in these murderous deeds. Woo! So these murders by police must be stopped now. And so hundreds of thousands of people are heading to New York City on October 24th for the National March to Stop Police Terror. And it's a crucial part of doing this. So that's going on this Saturday. Hey, which side are you on? And this will give heart to those who suffer this brutality. And there will be hundreds of families at New York. Speaking of which, before I get into some of the things that's going on here in our city, I want to let people know you can check out 646-478-0944. That's 646-478-0944. Fridays and Saturdays for Hood Tunes Radio, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, EMAX Music Business 101. And then that same 646-478-0944, Thursdays at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, EMAX presents The Empire. I like how you flipped that. And I want to let people know, since I can do that, that, and that's like, we love to give information. That's what we should do. The Black Man Army Meetings are Wednesdays at 5:45 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, followed by the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings, which is Wednesdays, 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 14715 Euclid Avenue, Lee Road Avenue Resource Center storefront. Now, I've gotten a lot of those things out of the way. Somebody's been waiting, listening to me run my mouth for a little while. So 216-673, that's 216-673. You're on live. How are you doing out there?
I'm doing cool. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. What is on your mind this evening?
Well, Al Porter. This is a.k.a. Bama, a.k.a. Kano.
What's going on with you, fam?
Man, what's up,
talk
man?
Talk about one of those people who was with the workshop since the very beginning. Man.
Right, right. Yeah.
What's going on, brother?
Been a while.
And then to watch you.
I've been all...
Yeah, and then to watch you. Woo!
Yeah.
Over the
well,
years,
it's been a while. Well,
what's
in that while for those years, I've been working with an artist formerly known as Tony Telly. He's on the line with us right now. He's one of the artists.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, here we go. Yeah, we have a show coming up on November 20th at CSU. Also, I heard the young lady speaking about it, and you know, and we want to show our appreciation. You know, liven up Cleveland with our material. You know, we're some artists who've been doing it, but we just want to get our music heard. You know, and show love.
Man, we're gonna make sure you get your music heard, not just on that. Wow, I'm excited about that Friday, November 20th, because by being on the Cleveland State Advisory Black Studies Advisory Board, to be able to bring in artists with solid messages, and then I look again, and that day after, that following day on the 21st, there'll be a lot of artists involved with a Black Man's Army food giveaway and all of that going on with some hip-hop music being played, so to see everybody coming together is a beautiful thing. And, man.
Really is.
So I'm looking forward to hearing and seeing Sister Naja once again. My brother, Bama. And I'm like,
what's going
thinking
on?
About the memories, man. How the hip-hop workshop was the very first. Woo-wee.
Yeah.
The very first hip-hop show that was in the East Cleveland Theater and the very first hip-hop show in the Call & Post newspaper building. So, with that being said, how can people find your music now before, you know, the actual show and get, like, anticipation for November the 20th?
Okay, I have, you can follow the video link on YouTube. That is Mojo, Life That We Live. That's spelled M-O-J-O, space, Life That We Live. And we have a lot of views, like almost 1,000. It's roughly about like 817 views on there right now as we speak. So we're trying to push to 1,000, 2,000, you know. And might have a video coming up also. We got an email address. My email address is BECKHAM@Beckham21@gmail.com. And Tony, Telly, I know you got one. Let the world hear your email address and your information.
You can, if you like, email me. I got two emails. You can email me at TONII_TELLI@iCloud.com. Or if it's like a major need, you can email me at mthomas@lutheraneast.org. That's the main one that I take.
There's a lot of music we have done. Yes.
Cool.
A lot of music for her, man. I've just been in the studio, you know, in the books.
As a matter of fact, we're going to check out the video and that video one more time that you want people to flock to and see by the thousands is.
That's about Mojo, M-O-J-O, space, Life That We Live on YouTube.
And look out for one day. It's dropping soon.
Mm-hmm. All right, then. You know something? I don't think we're done with this subject. So if you all hold the line, I promise you're going to definitely like something else we get into. I promise you that. And I'm real thankful for the people that I'm hearing from because I got to play something and send that out to them. Before I do, I know I'm going to get to that, 216-205 phone number. Like I tell people, if anything happens and you want to punch back in and you've already pressed 1, you can always hang up and dial back. If you haven't pressed 1, you can always go ahead and press 1 and I'll do my best to get with you to see what it is that's on your mind. My thing is, I just love the fact that we're hearing a whole lot of powerful things already. I think I will let people know. So if they want to bother other shows besides mine and get themselves heard, you can definitely tune in tonight at 1 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WCSB.org, or just go to 89.3 FM for hip-hop. And then on Saturdays, midnight at 89.3 FM, Cleveland Standard Time, WCSB.org, the 216 radio show featuring Mixed Mistress Coco Z. And I also need to take the time to let people know that, and I want to go back just a little bit because some people might say, well, what in the world were you doing dealing with this, that, and the other? So I just want to at least take maybe 2 minutes of your time because, you know, I mentioned last week how Tim McGinty gave a less than accurate report on Tamir Rice. Actually getting a reasonable report, 2 out-of-town pro-police proponents to say 2 cops were within reason to shoot Tamir, but nobody mentioned if they studied all the facts. Now, after a lot of people demanded he step down and hand his case off and that he didn't do his job right, prosecutor Tim McGinty said last Monday night that his office doesn't protect police and that any suggestion is baseless and soundly rebutted. But what about Roger Jones, a cop who shot and killed unarmed Kenny Smith, a.k.a. rapper Ken Ball, in 2014. Now, McGinty ruled it justified, saying Officer Jones correctly and heroically took actions to protect Cleveland citizens' safety. Do you know that a couple months back, the federal jury awarded $5.5 million to the Smith family for excessive use of force and wrongful death? Now, currently, the city of Cleveland is appealing this case, but back to McGinty. Now, last Friday, King Swisher, OPN, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, and the Bus Blasting Our Sound. Revolution Books, Food Not Bombs, Puncture the Silence, Don Bryant, Carl Stokes Brigade, African Museum, Young Leaders Converged on the Justice Center Steps to Comfort and Surround the Rice Family during the press conference. Now, Tamir's mom started off with a powerful message asking if the shooting of her son was constitutional and justified. Her lawyers fear McGinty's actions are designed to have a grand jury, no bills, like Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, and Eric Garner in New York City. They say experts ignored obvious video evidence. Now, the evidence is 1.7 seconds riding up on Tamir before shooting him, and 0.07 seconds once the cop car opened. So you know Tamir wasn't warned three times. Now, experts, the so-called two experts, didn't have to consider Loman, Officer Loman's lack of qualifications to be a Cleveland cop. The experts didn't study whether the United States Justice Department said Cleveland police used excessive force and lacks accountability. Lawyers Sabuta Chandra and Earl Ward said the prosecutor isn't doing a normal, appropriate role of taking cases to a grand jury and being neutral and leaving it up to the grand jury. Prosecutors usually advocate for the victims and the victims' families, and that's the difference. The prosecutor is providing defense to the defense, a.k.a. police, by using police experts who are what? FBI agent and a prosecutor. Wow. 11 months since Tamir was shot. And a judge even suggested probable cause, which was ignored. That's one of the reasons that we were out there. While I'm looking at the phone line, I'm going to go and see what's going on because he's waited a while, too. She's waited a while, too. They've waited a while, too. So before I go to 216-820, let's see who's on 216-205. 216-205, how you doing out there?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful, Mr. Porter. I'm enjoying your show, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. What in the world is going on? I touched on it briefly. But what's exactly happening on the 21st of November?
Oh, well, you know, you're going to have King Mooter come down representing and showing a lot of love, and we're going to get back to the community. So we're going to have a food drive and benefit a couple of organizations locally that could desperately need some help. So we ask everybody to bring out some food, canned goods, clothes, anything that you have that you might be able to donate that could go to a good cause. And at the same time, you know, we're going to rock out like we always do.
Man, I can appreciate that. I can say one thing about Cleveland State University. We should get our money's worth out of them.
We're going to make sure we come out on the 20th and show Black House Sound some support, and, you know, we're going to keep it moving. This is Cleveland hip-hop, so each one of us should be supporting the other ones, and we should be a big family, so that way we get it done, you know.
Thank you for that. As a matter of fact, man, I know I have it on cue. I think there's a track or two that you might like that we'll be getting into shortly, so I appreciate
your
phone call.
I can hear some Blame Boogie before we go.
Okay, I think I'll get that on for you, too, so I appreciate that.
Thanks, P.
No problem. As a matter of fact, like I say, this is one thing that I'm appreciating, this show. I'm going to go to 216-703 shortly and then 216-820. I do need to take the time to throw out there the hip-hop workshop that happened the past Saturday. I heard the original version with AUG. Got to get on that Black House Sounds version. Maybe get on to some Blame Boogie, but I do want to say that hip-hop workshop, which happened the past Saturday. Now, you had faculty, Dr. Williams, and Professor Pickett from the Black Studies Department came through. You also had Porter. She had a tribute done for her. Mr. Milligrand led the Black on Black Crime Incorporated hip-hop workshop cipher. Wow. Jay Fresh, the gentleman who started Home Jams on Z107.9. He came through to speak and let people know what was going on and how things were going. And he left people with two lessons. You need, number one, in this business, you have to have the attitude for it. Number two, a lot of times in corporate radio and other things, money plays a big factor and a big thing on if commercial radio is going to play your commercials and everything else. So sometimes, though, you have to be willing to put money into what it is that you love and want to see happen for yourself. We also had LaVita Murray come through, Malik from Live from the Garage, MC Derek, Tone Capone, Swab Gotti. It was real nice. You even had Team New Life featuring Eastside, Twiggy, Mr. Ronnie B, the Unforgiven, and Janine from 1008 Vision, Lee Green, Solomon Kane. You had a whole lot of things happening with DJ Dollar Rock mixing and scratching. Brother Ben was in the house, Queen I, Aaron, Handy. And like I say, HJS provided refreshments for that. Black Man's Army member Don Tez showed up. We had giveaways of the Joe Hayden single, courtesy of C-Love and the Browns backers. Jay Jiggs spoke on the Ohio Hip Hop Awards, especially the one she won this year for being the best female lyricist. Brooke Knight spoke on that as well, being a manager. What does that mean? It was nice to give Mama Porter tribute for what she's done. You can Facebook Alfred Porter JR period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat for any other information. I want to thank Tone Capone, who stopped Suave while you're speaking, brought a DVD from him, a DVD from Hood Famous TV, meaning that you saw a brother supporting a brother, not on something that's bootleg, but a real made product. And we gave away $3,500 to $5,000 worth of music information. Where else you know you're going to get that at? As I look at some of the other phone callers who have stepped up to the plate, before I take any phone caller, I just want to let people know also that you can check out the Art McCoy Radio Show. That's where you might hear me as a producer, HJS, technical support, Brother Ted, and the 102 years young Judge G. Merle Capers. That's on every Sunday, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 1490 WERE. And that's AM, www.newstalkcleveland.com. And now that I'm done running my mouth, I'm looking at that 216703. Wow, we have a couple of those 216703s. So this is how we're going to do this one. 216703, you are on live with Al Porter, Man in the Streets. How you doing, 216703?
I'm doing great.
People just, okay, wait a minute. I know who you are. How you doing,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, I didn't hear it come through. I didn't hear it come through. Joe Legacy, Blackout Sound, one of the ones that's over the show on the 20th. I'm just so amazed how this journey keep getting better and better. So I just want to say people come out on the 20th. Down to Cleveland State, check out Blackout Sound Show. It's going to be a lot of people in it. Chris Bleek, I know a lot of people know about that cat. He's supposed to come and talk about his promotion and also talk about how people do the wrong things and mislead artists, local artists in Cleveland to where things is not happening well. You know, their production is not really happening in their favor because they're not really trying to work hard for what they're doing. The DJ will be DJ Max. Of course, you know, I got my partner, Endo Dubsack. He going to kill him 9 times out of 10, DNA. That brother
okay.
Alex, you know, I got him. Y'all heard from Nyjah. She's a superwoman to me. She really go very hard. Then the man in the streets, that's you. I mean, you just a powerful legend, just kicking them. And we also heard about, I mean, the other caller that came, called in talking about the 20th. They was referring to the show that we will be doing on the 20th, Black House Sound. I also have Hurricane Bang going to be in the building that night. And it's more people being added onto the list before we bring that cut point, and that's in the next week. So if any artist listening right now and you're not on this bill, you can call this number. It's Joe Legacy number. Sally Sale. It will be area code 216-703-4685. One more time, 703-4685. And for every artist that's trying to do it, keep doing what you're doing and keep that positive message going. If you're not doing that, just believe in yourself, and the music and the journey will carry its way. I'm a firm believer in that. Blackout Sound,
I believe
your legacy.
That's
all I got to say.
Wow. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
That's a powerful. Oh, no problem. As a matter of fact, he said some powerful things. And before I go down and bother the 216-20 phone number, I'm just thankful that we're getting some strong messages out there this evening. As a matter of fact, I want to let people know that. That's why I tell people you should have something to take something down, because they're having at, and this is at the same headquarters for Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated. This weekend, it's a 20-hour street medic training. 20-hour street medic training. Learn the basics of providing first aid, emergency support, and do-it-yourself health care at actions and at home, like whether it's rallies for hospitals, anything like that. You can definitely come out and find out more for it about yourself. As a matter of fact, CLESTREETMEDICS@gmail.com. That's CLE, you know, CLESTREETMEDICS@gmail.com. I plan on being there. Definitely come through, because it's limited, but they are going to make sure that nobody's turned away. Now, they have like $20, $80 sliding scale, but no one will be turned away. When you hear this and you mention where you heard it from, and it's something that I know is important, because we have street medics with us no matter what plan of action that we take in the streets, because it's better to be protected than not be protected. As a matter of fact, always have to show support to those who show support to us. So therefore, whohasthepowerradio.com, or you can find them on Facebook, or you can definitely do me a favor and Facebook or Blog Talk, the next three, such as Dee Gambit Radio, or I Am a Superwoman Radio, or Bored and Restless Miss Contagious. Let them know where you heard it from. Now, 216-820 has been listening to me run my mouth for too long. I apologize. 216-820, how are you?
All right. How you doing there, Mr. Porter? This is Endo Dubsack from Black House Sound. You already know, you know what I'm saying? Coming through to show some love, you know what I mean? And as usual, to let y'all know about November 20th down there at Cleveland State, you know what I mean? To all the artists that's on the bill, you know what I'm saying? Come on here and let's hold this city down the way it's supposed to.
Man, I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, man, how does it feel to know, because I know you're one of those hardworking artists who does a lot of things, you can't make it everything, but your song was so pivotal on that Black House Sounds, it was like the remix. Now, I know HGS and I had done original version, and then there was the Black House Sounds remix that was put out there and played, and Jay Fresh spoke about things about Radio 1 and his experience, you know, creating home jams and everything the past Saturday. And he was like, man, everybody's verses nailed it. And I want to know, man, how is it that you started, I will say, I know about Joe. We hear from him all the time. But being a member of Black House Sounds yourself, how is it that you stay so informed, and what causes you want to deal with serious lyrics also?
Man, it was like this to me, you know what I mean? I just had to let it be known, you know what I'm saying? And see, I was always told great stories, you know what I'm saying, by the legendary Killer Smooth. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know who Killer Smooth is, he was with the Midwest Mafia, who had the 2000 hit So Flossy. But before that, he had an album out called Critical that was also killing the streets. You know, he also dealt with producer like Fatty Banks and stuff. So when I had listened to, so when I started listening to him, it was like, man, you know what I mean? I can always do my thing, but I can also tell stories and be lyrical at the same time too. You know what I mean? Because that's what people really,
yes,
that's what people really need. That's where it really needs to be. Don't you? Don't you agree?
Yes, I do. You know that.
Because see, I don't. Because see, the bottom line is. Because see, the bottom line is that me and the founder of the Black House Sound, Joe Legacy. You know what I mean? It's like we don't hold back. We don't hold. We don't take no. We don't hold no grudges. But it's like, you know, if you're not letting us eat, you know what I'm saying? We gonna let you know. You know what I'm saying? We gotta kick the door down. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
And that means. Is that when we break the oath, you know what I'm saying, we always going to break the oath the way we supposed to, because at the end of the day, success is the key, you know what I'm saying? Sadness is not me or Joe Legacy in the land of EC. You feel me?
I feel you. And we look forward to seeing and hearing from you on November the 20th, which is a Friday, everybody. And that evening, definitely use the front door coming from the Euclid entrance. That's what will be open. I would say get there about 6:45 because it's going to be rocking out for a couple of hours. And we look forward to seeing that here.
Oh, my God, man. Oh, my God, man. It's going to be so lovely, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm saying, like, man, we got we with this journey, like Legacy said earlier, I'm saying what has been pulled together with this. I'm like, man, when it comes to pulling this whole thing together, it takes a lot of work, and you know, a lot of people don't understand that, man. What they not understanding is that when it comes to your city, if we don't all come together, then that other coast will always win. And
yes,
it's time
indeed.
For us to go ahead and get us the title. So, hey, this is just go ahead and be step one and stay on the same page. You understand me?
Yes, I do. Man, I'm looking forward to that. And if you hold on to the line, I definitely know you're going to enjoy what I'm going to play shortly.
Oh, trust me. You know I will.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Much love to everybody. You know what I'm saying? This is Endo Dubsack once again from Black House Sound.
Yes, indeed. Endo Dubsack for Black House Sounds. We appreciate you very much. As a matter of fact, my thing is, this is very powerful. Now I'm looking at 216, another 703 number has come through, a 216, a 337, and a 216486. We're going to do everything we can to make sure we get everybody on. As a matter of fact, that blackonblackcleveland.com is the official website for Black on Black Crime Incorporated. That's all I have to say right now, because this person has been holding on a while at that 216-703. How are you doing out there?
All right. What's up, Al? This is
E-Max.
Oh, I'm
doing good. Man, there you go. I was like, man, what's on your mind, fam?
I was just listening in, you know what I'm saying, to the powerful brother speaking, man. I just wish everybody, you know, mad success and everything, you know what I'm saying? Sound like they, you know what I'm saying, doing some great things, man. I just congratulate everybody, man. Just enjoying the show. That's it.
Thank you so much. And, hey, definitely continue to do that. And I'm going to still take the time to say to anybody who listens, two things about this brother who's on the phone line. When this brother, he knew that I was producing the Art McCoy radio show, and he had stopped through for a book signing for the Plain Dealer years and soundtrack that was done, put together from HJS with DJ Tech Record. E-Max stopped and asked one thing. He said, hey, man, thought about doing your own radio show. And then I hadn't. And after about a year of doing it, I was like, maybe I can try this, that, and other. And E-Max said, nope, I'm not going to play certain things. And I'm like, how come? He said, because now you're stepping up into learning more. So I'm going to teach you, because if I go ahead and do this for you, you're going to eat for a day. But if you do these certain parts on your show, you're going to be able to feed yourself and eat for a lifetime. And I want to say I appreciate that, because a lot of people are too selfish to show somebody how to do something else and get further out there. And I just want to say, my brother, it's been wonderful watching us all get out there and eat together.
That's right.
And bring certain things
That's
together.
You know it. It's all good.
Again, where can they catch your programs, man?
Well, y'all can catch me on, since Empire is on TV now and everybody watching Empire, y'all can catch me on Thursday night from 9 to 10, same phone number, 646-478-0944. It's called Mixed Talk Thursdays. That's where we play a lot of local music, and, you know, we talk about current events and some historical information for you. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much a lot of stuff people don't get into, but it's actually relevant. You know, it's affecting our lives right now to this day. So I like to bring some of that, you know, national and worldly, and even this political science that they're playing with us, you know. So I bring those topics as well as self-motivation. That's what I really focus on, self-motivation. That's Wednesday night. And don't forget about Hood Tunes Radio on Friday and Saturdays from 8 to 10. So that's for all local artists, you know what I'm saying. If you got some music, I'm sure you know what I'm saying, you can get in touch with Al, and he can get it to me. We get everything loaded up, and you playing your music. It ain't no fee. So.
There it is for international audience, people. So I thank you for calling in, and I think you'll like what we get into shortly, brother.
And that's what's happening.
All right. As I look at, oh, wow, a couple more numbers that I better get into, which I plan on doing that. 216-337-216-486. Wow. 702-609 is dialed back. And 216-402, which means we're going to do our best to get everybody on there because we have to. So with that being said, 216-337, we want to hear from you quickly also. What's going on with you?
Drea, grab these calls when you go back up, all right? You got a basket of clothes I put up there, too.
All right. And I thank you for that message. As a matter of fact, I'm not sure what that is, but maybe that was a bill collector trying to figure out what was going on. But nevertheless, if something was out of line, because sometimes people have dialed up somebody else or ended up in a different conversation and had to call back, they could definitely hit this line back up or hit the one key, so they can be on the right conversation, because it's one thing I do. Even when somebody doesn't hit that one key, I'll come to you. Why? Because you never know what somebody might have to say cause people to think, and I always look forward to that. As a matter of fact, before I go to the 216-486, no, wow, 702-609, 216-402, I just want to say thank you once again to those people who take the time to call in and see what's going on. As a matter of fact, I'm going to see and say, this is just an advertisement, please grab this week's Scene magazine if you haven't. Just grab this week's Scene magazine, because they arrive on Wednesday, but right now Judy Martin from Black on Black Crime Incorporated, she's speaking about vigils, gangs, and other strong stories. It's the cover story this week. And so with that being said, I'm going to go and see what's going on with 16486. That's 216-486. What's going on with you?
So how hard was it to do
that? 216-486? They might be trying to figure out how to get a bill for me also. That's kind of interesting. So I've had people breathe, and I've had people with different conversations. I'm loving this night. This is real nice. This is like the fastest edition of Fast Talk that I've ever been through. We have an area code 702-609. Code 702-609. How you doing out there?
I'm good, Brother Sheriff. How are you, sir?
I'm doing excellent. Oh, man. Already know. Let the people know who you are, please.
Well, I'm known as the man called Hawk, or I just call myself Brother Hawk, down with the Black Man's Army in both Cleveland, Ohio, and Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm just trying to call to find out what's going on, brother. What's the word on the street? You being a man on the street.
Being a man on the street. Well, I'm gonna tell you what it is right now for us. A lot of times people get out there and say, "Well, are you just marching?" I'm gonna tell folks right now. Hell no, we ain't just marching. Our thing is getting out there and getting the community involved so that they know that if you see something, get up off your behind and say something. Instead of acting scared, come out on your porch, stand up in your own neighborhood, come out from behind the pulpit. If you do that, you can take that investment in your neighborhood. That cuts out on a lot of stupidity, even from the police department, because the police don't have time to roll like geese if you're handling your own. So with that being said, within the next, I'll say, week and a half, we will probably have us getting out on the streets to definitely get another impact going for that five-month-old baby. She was shot and killed. And the reason that we feel we have to do that is if people caught a man who beat his girlfriend to death after almost, I'll say, a month, if the citizens went all the way to Akron and found out who shot a man in downtown Cleveland, and he was one of a couple people turned in, then we know someone so well that we can take care of a five-month-old baby, the killer behind that. So we're holding our own people accountable to get up off their behinds and do what's right. So that's where the action is so far.
Okay, well, I'll tell you something. This here is the apathy that I was speaking about last week. Now, my mother and I actually had a argument over this. She asked me, you know, exactly why I, you know, cared for folks that weren't, you know, direct blood and all that. I told them myself straight up, being shot in the street, whether it be by a stray bullet from a gangbanger or by a trigger-happy cop that doesn't know policy, that could be me laying out in the street, traced out and shot, bleeding to death. So I care for my brothers that are being, you know, I call it systematically slaughtered, you know, because a lot of times, if you look at it, they're being targeted. I mean, racial profiling ain't a thing of the past. It's just been hidden. There's a different name for it now that no one's come up with.
Okay. I appreciate that very much, man. You always have something strong to say, and that's your nature, and we appreciate it. And how can people get in contact with you to kick knowledge, kick science, kick English?
Okay, well, you could either, you know, check me out on Facebook. I go by my real name, Mike Carter II. I got the skylight. I got the Skylight Daylight of Cleveland on my cover photo now, with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in the profile picture, speaking in Washington, D.C. this past 10-10-15, Justice or Else. Or you can go ahead and give me a call, man. I mean, if it's the 216, if you leave me a message, or, you know, I just return your call, it's all good. You contact me at 702-609-6164. That number again is 702-609-6164. And that's your brother Hawk, H-A-W-K, back in black like N-W-A. Dig me.
I hear you. You have just witnessed the strength of street knowledge. Thank you, brother.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sheriff.
No problem. That is one of the real ones right there, as a matter of fact. I'm feeling good because it looks like we just might be able to get our last two phone callers in. 216-402, followed by 216-309. So let's see what's going on with 216-402. How are you doing?
Right here with you, baby. How you doing? It's Baba Afinur. You got me?
Yes, I can.
Everything good. You know, I'm going to be on that show with my main man, you know, Legacy, Joe Legacy, on the 20th of November, man. And we're going to have Homie Sue coming through there, too, within the Black House Studios we're gonna be like just doing it, man. It's gonna be real live. Old and young. Hey, there's only one school. That is the true school, the new school, the school that we all supposed to be, you know, getting into. And that is the knowledge, the truth. Because the truth has always been here, and it's always that you know, we call it old school, but it's the same school that we all are in. We ain't no different school, just one school. Yeah, so how you been, man?
I'm doing wonderful here.
You're sounding good here on the blog here. And it's a pleasure to be on the show, man. It really is, you know.
Hey, it's a pleasure.
I couldn't bring it up earlier. I was having a little problem, so I just you know, they said just stay on the line and you'll be able to hear the show, so that's what I did. So I can hear you. You know,
I'm glad you did.
Yeah, man.
And then you got a chance to be a part of it, and that's what's important.
That's what's important. That's right. That's right.
That's what's important.
Black House. Black House in the house.
He's so talented, man.
And my son's homie Sue gonna be on it, man. See those guys. See, I got introduced. When they was in school together. And I just fell in love with both of them. They're so talented, you know. Whenever I do some shows, I don't even rehearse these guys. They just come up and just pop it, you know. So it's gonna be a great and exciting show, man. I hope your listeners are listening. It's gonna be really hot. November 20th, pretty safe. Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
Thanks again. Hold the line, please.
Yeah, so I want the other caller to get in. So I just want to get off right now and you know, send a lot of love to Cleveland. Let's do it, y'all, on November 20th, okay? All right.
All right.
God bless you, baby.
Something? God bless you. As you hold that line, it's welcome to 216-416-3619. 216-319, what's on your mind? I got a feeling I know what happened.
Can you hear me?
You didn't press the button. Yes, hello? I can now. What's going on?
Okay, yeah. Sorry. How you doing?
How are
you? Sandra. I'm awesome. Thank you. Blessed. Yes.
And happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Whoop, whoop. Happy belated Sweeties Day. How about that?
Thank you so much. What's happening with you this evening?
Nothing, just, you know, tuned in to get some knowledge, keeping my ear to the street, and I'm just going to take advantage of this, my God-given gift. Give me two ears and one mouth. Don't have much to say, but I heard a lot that I'm taking in. So,
thank you so much.
Not much, just supporting. All right.
I appreciate it. At least we gave you so many events to come to. At least you might be able to make it to some of them. So we'll appreciate
some of them, huh? Yeah.
Hey, if you're like me, you probably end up making it to all of them, and that'll be even
right.
Good. We gotta start putting up these VIP passes for those who make it out to more than one event. Like, give some sort of award or something like that. Trust us, we will measure you nationwide and all that. So we appreciate you calling in and supporting.
Absolutely. Thank you for having the phone. We need it.
Thank you so much. As a matter of fact, I'm already looking at a song to play, and I'm like almost to the point that I really want to play that track. But before I do, I just want to say, number one, I thank everybody who's been calling in. I appreciate everybody because when you call in, it really helps out. It lets people know that people out there are in certain ways, and you never know what might be going on with somebody. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take the time and go to that 216-406. How are you doing out there?
Good afternoon, good evening, Brother Porter. This is Tina Hobson speaking. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I feel very glad because, see, I had called in. Well, not called in. I spoke about your show earlier, and
thank you.
no problem. And I also want to give an infamous shout out to Dollar Bill. Did you have the nerve to call my phone number while I'm on the radio? Anyway, now back to you. Sometimes people love those infamous shout outs. I do know that he's probably going to murder me later on when I tell him I gave him an infamous shout out. But okay. That'll be around 10:01. But what's going on with you, sister?
Oh, Brother Al, everything's going on. I'm blessed and highly favored. Mm-hmm. I've been blessed to have some wonderful people enter my life who have a strong passion for the city of Cleveland. And I'm looking forward to them coming to town pretty soon. But in the meantime, in between time, this Saturday morning at the First Place Event and Multipurpose Center, our own Charles Wakefield, who lost his 5-month-old daughter, and Sonia Garth, who lost her 12-year-old daughter last year, almost to the date, they're going to be my special guests at a Prayer First Prayer Breakfast. Saturday morning in Maple Heights, 16536 Broadway Avenue. The tickets are $20. Everybody, anybody, men, women are invited. I have a special guest coming in from New Jersey. We're going to have a praying good time. We're going to pray over this city like we've never prayed before.
Ooh-wee. I'm looking forward to that. I really am. As a matter of fact, do you have a radio program or a couple of them?
Well, in fact, yes, I do. I am a Superwoman Radio, yes. In fact, Sonia Charles and Charles Clark, they were all guests on my show this past Friday night. And it's I Am a Superwoman Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am a Superwoman, too. I air every Friday night, and And also, I have a special praise and worship power hour every Sunday at 8 o'clock p.m. Also, right here on Blog Talk Radio, I Am a Superwoman, too.
Thank you so much for imparting that information. We look forward to supporting you. And if you hold a line, trust me, I've got just a couple of minutes. I have a song to send out that I think a lot of listeners will appreciate, including you, and just a quick topic to jump on. And I appreciate you once again.
All right. God bless you. Thank you.
No problem. I'm going to definitely get into this next subject probably more next week. But I just want to let people know that for those who may not remember, Cleveland Clinic, you know, they closed down the only East Side Level 1 Trauma Center in September 2011. Despite being nonprofit, or should I say, the largest money-making nonprofit, you know, billion-dollar company, opening up a hospital in London, Dubai. Anyway, the past Thursday, a lot of us, including Save Lakewood Hospital people, who understood and overstood what it was like when Huron Road Hospital closed down, the fact that 150-plus people perished because of lack of a trauma center. Well, the reason we had to go is because University Hospital wants to open up a level one trauma center. But Cleveland Clinic is against it, which is none of their damn business. I apologize. No, I don't. It's none of their damn business because it's us who are dying. So this coming Friday morning, 9:15 a.m. for those who choose, 9:15 a.m., you can come down to City Hall. Of Cleveland City Hall, East 6th and Lakeside. They will be dealing with that. It's a strong topic, but we definitely need at least a trauma center in our own community. And a lot of people online have at least dealt with someone who perished because of the lack of that hospital. Spread the word. Pray for those who can and spread the message. Thank you. Here's a song that explains a lot about where we come from.
Man, it's the web for the hip hop workshop. You know what I'm saying? That one style. Gotta pay homage to that. You know what I'm talking about?
It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop. Yeah. We on that workshop.
work. How we put them lyrics on the tag until we work. I'm on a different channel until we work. Got Motley spitting verses until we work.
Work, how we put them lyrics on the back to we work. be that hip hop workshop. It be that hip hop workshop. Yeah. We on that work out. We put them lyrics on the pad until it works out.
Have a great week, everybody. Peace.